Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right.
Fuck it.
Ready?
All right, let's go.
3, 2.
That's what I figured.
The fuck?
That's your phone connected to the Bluetooth. Mute the Bluetooth. All
right. That's right, bitch.
No idea.
That's what I figured.
That's what I figured, bitch.
Fuck you, Siri. Welcome back to August Bites. Talking to Meg.
Wow.
Yeah. Meg.
Talking to Meg.
Talking to Meg.
Talking to Meg.
Context
and,
for this.
And Meg 2.
And Meg 2. Meg 2. The Meg franchise. The Meg at large.
The Meg. Jude, I love you.
I'm sincerely sorry.
You should be.
What?
For the bet that I laid down without knowing.
I regret our gambling.
Do you want to refresh everyone's memory about
I'm going
the arrangement?
To. Yeah. So you wanted me to watch Sharknado. And I said,
honestly, the whole time we were watching Meg 2, I was like, Sharknado's way better than this.
I still am not convinced. But you were like, you need to watch Sharknado. And I was like, you need to watch the Meg 2. And your bet was I needed to listen to both books in order to
read or listen to the audiobook.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, it's faster for me to listen because I read like a snail. So I listened to both books. I made do on my bet. And then I took you to the Meg 2.
Yep.
And then I was like, God, I get it.
Yep.
So sorry.
You're welcome.
Well, we should also point out that before Alex took you and me to see the Meg 2, he went and saw it ahead of time.
So you watched this piece of shit twice.
I did. Yeah. So a buddy of mine, my best friend.
What?
Yeah, I saw the movie
you
twice.
You went twice?
Yeah. My buddy wanted to hang out. We haven't seen each other in a minute. We've been busy, you know, life stuff. And he's like, hey, man, you want to go to the movies? And I'm like, yeah, what do you want to see? He's like, I don't know. I haven't seen anything since like 3 months ago.
You could have literally picked anything
else. Well, I was like, well, the only thing that him and I could have like sat down and watched.
Oppenheimer.
No, I can't do two episodes of that. That was too much. I was like, well, we can go see Mission Impossible or we can go see the Meg. And he's like, let's go check out the Meg. That sounds like fun.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right, let's go do the Meg. So I went to go see it with him. And as I was watching it, I was like, okay, wow, this is a rough one. And then I sat on it for a couple of days and I kind of wrapped my head around it. And then I was like, okay, now I need to go with Jude.
Uh-huh.
And she is going to hate me.
I had no idea.
Because it is
so angry the whole time.
It is so
bad. I watched most of it without my glasses
on. Yeah, I know. You took your,
at one point, I was just like,
nope. You had a hoodie, and like for half the time, you just put your hoodie over your head, and you were just like, oh my God. And I didn't even blame you. I was like, yeah, this is real stupid.
The best part was like the theater was almost empty. There were a couple other people
this
in the theater.
Poor old couple in front of us who probably genuinely liked the movie.
And the entire movie, you could hear Jude sighing. And there was a point where, like, we went and saw it with Chris and Nadia from Inside All Day podcast, where every single person in our row went, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
There's one point where they go, that's not how water pressure works. And all of us went,
that's
yes,
exactly
it
how it works.
You want me to tell you what it's about?
Oh, God, yeah. Please. Are you going to do both one and two or what?
No, I didn't think to do number one.
Can before we do one, can we talk about two briefly? Or can before we do... I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
Yes, you
can
have.
Before we do two, can we talk about one briefly?
That's not like you.
No,
briefly.
Not at all.
So,
yesterday was Meg Day for at Matt Vader's house.
Okay.
It was pretty wild. I bought the Meg one on Amazon.
Wow.
I bought it. It was on sale.
You purchased this movie?
I'm upset that it lives.
It lives
somewhere on your electronics.
You watch it for free on HBO.
$6.99. I bought it.
It's
I don't
on
know.
HBO.
It's like, I want to give it more money.
I wanted to
fucking
show
love
our friends.
That shit.
I wanted to show our friends.
All right.
I did a watch party.
Okay.
first watch party I've done in a while for our Discord members. Mm-hmm. It was fun. I had a great time. People showed up. We had like 10 people in our Discord. Well, you know, all of our regulars were there. I said, hey, I'm going to go to watch this terrible movie. And I had only watched it the one time before 2 years ago when we interviewed, what's his name?
James Madigan.
James Madigan,
not who was that involved one.
In the movie.
For, you know, I watched it in prep for that interview that we did on our podcast. And I hated it. I remember I hated it. But I bought it.
That
and
was
I watched,
correct.
I watched it again. And I'm not
gonna, fuck you.
There was something weird that happened that I was in a good mood yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened.
I want to throw things right
you,
now.
You can stab me with something. If you want to stab me with my wallet. That's
watching.
I'm not going to stab you with something
I didn't
dull.
Hate it as much as I thought. I was like, I go, this movie is freaking stupid as hell.
Yeah.
It's dumb as fuck. But for some reason, I didn't completely want to murder myself in my sleep while I was watching this movie. And it was a weird thing.
The book readers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Jude, obviously, the OG book reader. Mm-hmm. Me catching up over the last week or so. I can understand her. If you're a fan of the book, these movies are atrocious. They're like, hey, you know that thing that you like? Just sneeze in your pasta. And you're like, why? Why would you do that to me?
You know how you really like Japanese food? Would you like some Chinese instead?
It's like, I have a thing for the second one in a minute that I want to talk about.
I can't imagine in my brain that there is an actual good series of books that's attached to these movies. These movies are so
the books take
campy and weird and bad.
The books
that I can't imagine that there's anything. If there's a book series out there that I haven't read, which I haven't.
It's called The Meg.
Which is called The Meg. They took the title. And that's it.
A handful of characters.
And, you know,
most of the characters are in the first movie, only by name.
Yeah,
they completely changed all of the characters.
Yeah. But anyway, let's get into the.
Okay. I watched one yesterday, so we could talk about one a little bit before we talk about two.
I watched half of one.
Yeah.
Because I just couldn't make it through the whole thing. It's a dumb movie, but I would love it if. For the people out there watching who might not be familiar with Jude's first experience with the Meg, if you could recount like
you want me to live my trauma again?
Yes, I want you to talk about your love of the book, how excited you were for the movie because you're wearing the shirt that you wore to the movie.
Yeah.
You had a shirt on for God's
sake. So I read the books before I even knew that the movie was coming out. I love the books. I've reread the books a couple of times. And I love the character of Jonas, and I love the relationship that he has with this thing that ruined his life. So Jonas in the books is a paleobiologist, and he is a retired Navy diver, and he was on a dive, and the military fucked him over, and he had a run-in with this prehistoric thing that at the time when he was doing this dive, he didn't even know existed. He was trying to make sense of what happened to him and recover from this traumatic thing that happened to him that ruined his career. And he was like, it has to be this. And so he became an expert about megalodons.
Yeah.
And he goes back to school and he becomes a scholar. And he writes books about this. And he goes on like talks and he like gives these lectures about this prehistoric beast that used to be and no longer is. This is a completely different character than is in the movies.
Yeah.
And then, like, in the books, like, he has this shitty wife, and she's a reporter, and she's just trying to, like, get footage of this shark, and she's using everyone that she can in the process to, like, further her career. Spoiler, she gets eaten by the shark.
And that's the other thing, too, is the death scenes in the book.
Oh, they're graphic.
They're graphic and brutal.
They are gory.
Yeah, and in the movies, they're like.
There was like no blood.
There's nothing. They're just kind of, they just get chomped.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, where's the, come on.
Yeah. What else happens in the book?
when you went to go see the movie. You love the book. I remember taking you to the movie. You were so excited for the movie.
I got this fucking. pink shirt.
Jude, that's an awesome shirt.
To wear to the movie. Can because we see I the shirt? Was so excited.
Let me see the shirt. So you got Jaws and the Jaws chick, and you get the Meg coming up from Jaws.
It's a good shirt.
I gotta say, that's a
it's a good shirt.
That's a beautiful
stop
shirt.
Gesturing at.
That's a beautiful shirt. Sorry,
we're
I'm sorry,
here.
Matthew.
We're good here.
I'm sorry, Matt.
So excited.
Why are you high fiving?
He's been high fiving everyone.
He's like, hey, I just gestured to your fiance's boobs. High five,
bro.
Sorry, I'm sorry, dude.
Bros before hoes. High five.
Bros before hoes.
Anyway, I was so excited
you're
to
lucky
see
dude.
The movie.
High five.
We got a big group of friends together. I was like, the Meg. I in my Facebook story or histories today, it came up as like a post that I've made with the picture from the movie, and it was like, I'm going this day at this time. Who's coming with me? I was so excited for this movie. The trailer looked so fun. And at the time, I was like, Jason Statham, he ain't right for it, but whatever. I'm sure it's going to be fun. I'm sure it's going to be good. And we sat through the movie, and then when we left, I was like, that was the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I felt broken.
Yeah, something died in her that day.
One of my girlfriends, she's a really good friend of mine. She went with us, and she was like, oh, I really liked that. And I was like, no! No, Jen! You did not! And I was mad at her for liking
it. I liked the movie when it came out. I was like, oh, it's a dumb, goofy, big shark movie. This is fun!
I was
this
very invested
cool.
in it. I needed to put my expectations very, very
right?
low.
Right, because my expectations were like nothing. And I saw the Meg, and I was like, oh, it was fun. Why did you hate this movie?
Watching the Meg 1 yesterday, knowing that I'd seen it before, I couldn't remember any of the first movie. It was weird. It was like a first watch. And it
it's very
was,
forgettable.
It was very strange to me. It's like, I don't remember what happened. And when things happened in the movie, I didn't remember that they happened.
Yeah, but
it was
but
awesome.
This
it was,
movie
it was crazy.
Made Jude hate Jason Statham.
Yeah, this is where my hatred of Jason Statham stems from.
Jason Statham.
All right, let's get the Meg 2 synopsis out of the way, and we'll talk about that. Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I guess.
The Meg 2, The Trench, rated PG-13 with a runtime of 1 hour 56 minutes. This had a budget of $129 million. As of yesterday, how much do you think this movie made?
I've heard it's been bombing, but I'm going to say it's probably made $150 million.
All right.
Vader? Worldwide? Were you doing worldwide or domestic?
Worldwide.
Worldwide, $150.
Okay.
Easily. I think China.
I'll say
probably...
$90
million. All right. $145 million as of yesterday.
So it's in the green.
It's going to do fine, especially in China.
Yeah.
Well, they got to make
it's
the
catered,
marketing
it's catered
budget.
Towards them, for sure. There's tentacles.
Oh, there's a lot of...
CCP stuff, yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, the main character is Chinese, right?
Also,
one of them.
Did you notice that the uncle, the Chinese uncle?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Was the dad from
The
Wandering
Earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know that, but yeah.
He's like one of the biggest actors in China.
Huh. Okay. He's in everything.
So they're definitely, you know, unzipping the Chinese zipper right now, going, oh, yes, please. Put it in there. Yeah. So
no one understands anything.
They're just looping up their holes and saying like, "Yes, China, give it to me."
Yeah, China. give me that big Chinese D. Sorry.
Listen, R2, if you don't clip him making that noise and make it into a GIF,
listen, guys,
you're off the team.
We have been on air for like 8 hours, and I've been drinking the entire.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I say stupid shit, I'm sorry. Whatever.
Let's
but
go.
Yeah, we're sucking Chinese cock right now. Okay? So whatever. Let's go. Chinese D. Let's do it. You
ready?
You can cut that out if you want. I don't care. Whatever.
You can cut it out if you want. Fuck
whatever,
you.
Whatever. Fuck you.
Fuck you either way.
Chinese
fuck you.
Shark shit. Whatever. Fuck. Bleh.
Did you get it out?
Alex, I killed him. I killed him.
No one's getting out of here today until you shut up.
Alex is dead.
I don't know why anybody takes this serious.
You assume
they're seriously
trying to shark dick.
Are you using two hands?
It's China in one hand, shark dick in the other.
It's double dick, double Chinese dick.
Please do the synopsis. Just start. Just go.
Before he does it again, Jude.
I'm waiting for him to shut the fuck up.
Hurry up.
I'm sorry, Jude. I love you. I killed him.
Retired Navy pilot turned paleobiologist Jonas Taylor heads back down to the Mariana Trench, now located in China, to defy the laws of water pressure. When he discovers his 14-year-old stepdaughter stowed away in his sub, he must take seawater into his sinuses to save her. Once back on land, 20 minutes later, he discovers that all kinds of creatures have escaped the trench through a hole in the thermocline and are running amok on Fun Island. In order to save them, he must then strap plutonium to a sword and chase the sea monsters down. Discuss.
Oh, you're not even joking about Fun Island. It's literally called Fun Island.
That's what it's called.
Alex, there's dinosaurs in this movie. How does that make you feel?
Dinosaur dick.
China dick.
They fucked those up too.
Oh, God.
That was actually from the first book.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it was from the first book. This movie has more in common with the second Jurassic Park movie than it does with the book.
Yeah.
Seriously. I'm
also,
not, that's not
Rambo
even a joke.
2.
It's not.
There is like a scene from Rambo 2 in this movie.
You know, he's in the spaces right now. I'm blaming my current state of mind on our resident physicist, Dr. Target.
He's in the spaces?
He's in spaces right now.
Gave him to our Scotch doctor.
I love you, man.
Gave him to our Scotch.
Like, really
so, Stark. So this is Dr. Target's fault for giving us the Scotch.
I'm fucking double dicking fucking Chinese cocks right
You're
now.
You're editing this podcast. I am not touching this freaking thing. I can't. Anyway. The first thing I noticed after reading the book, this movie has way more callbacks to Jurassic Park than it does the actual book that it's named after.
Yeah.
The plot is almost the same as The Lost World. You got the girl who hides away in the place in the back.
Mm-hmm. Got to rescue her constantly.
You got to rescue her the whole time. She saves the day by some stupid skill that she has, just like in The Lost World.
She paddleboarded out to save a dog.
There's one bad person who wants to capitalize and or take the Meg and move it someplace else and sell it. And I'm like, okay, that's from The Lost World too. Right. Like, it's just, it's literally The Lost World, but with sharks.
This movie.
And the book is not that at all.
No!
There's a Russian oligarch who, like, runs the entire show in the book.
Yeah.
His name is Benedict. He has a crazy daughter who is also, like, a Russian hooker.
Uh-huh.
And it's nuts. The book is crazy. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's not my favorite. I like the first book better, but still, like, This is not the same thing.
In the second book, we get introduced to this new monster called a Kronosaurus, which is a giant prehistoric crocodile.
Yes.
The Kronosaurus does not leave the trench. It all happens down in the trench.
Yeah.
But the Kronosaurus is supposed to be like 40 feet long. We got
these little dog things.
Yeah.
These little dog chomper things that, like, I don't even know if they're real.
Yeah. Oh, and the other thing that pissed me off was, like, they kept having the sharks hunt in packs. And, like, throughout the entire series, megalodons do not hunt in packs because they are apex predators. And they attack each other when another one gets near. But the thing that gives the Kronosaurus the edge on the Megs is that the Kronosaurus will hunt in packs. Mm-hmm. And it's the only way that they can take down a Meg.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole thing. And now we have, like, underground mining. And here's the part where when I was watching this movie, I was like, I'm done. We're 25,000 feet underwater. And Jason Statham is like, well, gotta get out of here somehow. And he's like, I'm just gonna swim. Uh-huh. And everybody's like, you can't swim. We're 25,000 feet down. He's like, I'm gonna swim. And he gets out.
But you gotta empty your lungs.
Tell
us how water pressure
works. Little girl is like, he's gonna be crushed. What is he doing?
No.
And the scientist is like, oh, no. That's not how it works.
Do you see the fish?
It almost went, yes, it is.
She's like, that's not how it works, hon. Mm-mm. If he pushes out all of the air in his body, somehow, he'll be fine.
And out loud, I went, fuck off.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's not how it works. That's not, no. And then Jason Statham proceeds to swim 25,000 feet underwater in the trench and outruns a shark and swims to the next porthole and gets in and then is fine. And I'm like, okay, come on.
That's fine. But you know what? How dumb I am.
You believed it?
I believed every second of it.
How?
I have no idea why. I'm like, okay.
No.
All right. He's under the thermocline barrier.
Also, this movie does not understand how thermoclines work.
About how cold the water would probably be.
But the water's warm under the thermocline.
Yeah, under the thermocline.
Because the volcanic vents, it warms the water up. It doesn't get past the thermocline. So, and there's dinosaurs and
under
shit.
Under the thermocline, the water is about 80 something.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's not perfectly warm.
So in this scene that we're talking about, they make it a point to say, oh, you know, this is not how air pressure or water pressure works. And then they go on to explain how it works in the movie.
Yeah.
And everyone in the audience is sitting there like, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's not how anything works.
So this is a movie that I literally, I'm 20 minutes into the movie. Okay, this movie starts, we're in China. Okay, we're fucking China in the Chinese Oceanic Institute. And all of a sudden we have a full-grown Meg that they raised from.
A pup.
Okay, cool, fine, whatever. Okay, but then we get going, and at some point, once they break through the thermocline as they're going down into the region down there for reasons.
The trench.
I say, okay, I have to turn my brain off now. Mm-hmm. I have to go into a different mode of movie watching. I have to go, this movie is so absurd and stupid that I have to manually make myself flick a switch in my brain to where I don't care about stupid shit anymore. And that's what I did. I manually did that. I was like, click, dumb movie, engaged. Let's go. Let's have some fun. And that's what I did.
What's crazy is that before we even get to that point where they're diving down into the trench, the whole opening scene of this movie, aside from the dinosaur scene, is rescue diver Jason Statham pulling a James Bond on a cargo ship that's dumping toxic waste into the ocean, where he's basically James, like he's taking on three guys with like karate moves and you know
Jason Statham.
I mean like he jumps into the water and gets scooped up by like an airplane and stuff like that, like some real 007 spy shit. And like this is supposed to be a guy who was like an alcoholic before like he got back into you know doing like the whole rescue diving thing and stuff like that. So it's obvious that like the entire time I was watching this opening scene, I'm like, this is just, you know, Shaw from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, fighting sharks.
Yeah.
Instead of like cars.
I was like, oh, it's Jason Statham making a Jason Statham movie.
Yeah.
I fully expected Jason Momoa or The Rock to show up at any moment.
And so then as the movie progresses, the sharks come out of the trench. And they go to Fun Island.
Well, no, you're going way too
far. Yeah, you're skipping really far.
We haven't even gotten to the illegal mining operation in the dinosaurs.
I want to go even further back.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is going to be an hour
and a half. In the first movie, they kill both the sharks.
Uh-huh.
In the books, one of the sharks survives. They put it in the Oceanic Institute.
Angel.
Yeah. They didn't even name it the same thing. Whatever. So now in the second movie, they were like, oh shit, how are we going to get another shark? We killed them both off last movie. We'll just say we have one. Okay.
Yeah, I bought it. Okay. So there's one maker's going to probably be a baby. The
the trench mining operation made me laugh because the guys, they were like, oh, we're mining rare earth metals.
Mm-hmm. Crystals.
And I'm like, I mine rare earth metals. So, and they're not worth that much.
Also, that explosion that they had rigged up would have done that to the thermocline regardless.
We need to set this up, though, a little bit. So there's the Oceanic Institute from China who is exploring underneath the thermocline layer.
For research purposes.
Yeah. They have them set up in the grids. Some of them have been explored. Some of them have not. Okay. they send a group of people, including Jason Statham and all the main characters of the show.
And everyone's real loosey-goosey about like, this whole operation.
We have
a stowaway? The other Meg is chasing us? Let's just see what happens.
But they go down there and, you know, it's like you said, Maylin, the chick, the little girl from the first movie is a main character in this movie. The mom is from the first movie is dead.
She died in the movie.
She died off screen somewhere between movies.
Okay.
And they make a huge thing of this because there's literally 2 dozen photographs of the mom, and they really send it home.
What's funny is that the mom, the actress who plays the mom, is like one of the biggest actresses in China. Her name's Li Bingbing.
It's like I immediately got the thought that they just didn't want to pay her enough money to come be in this movie.
It's worse.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I was a little bit mistaken. So, like, okay. I had told you that, like, I was pretty sure that that actress had been disappeared by the Chinese government.
Jesus.
But it turns out that was a different actress named Fan Bingbing instead of Li Bingbing.
Okay.
Who the Chinese government disappeared for 4 months
and
then re-released her after she started thinking the right way again.
Okay.
But apparently this Li Bingbing was just, like, so busy with, like, charitable organizations that she decided not to come back for this movie. And so they just were like, fuck you, we're killing you off.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. They killed off the person who's supposed to be one of the main characters of this one, and then gave her a brother who died in the first book.
Oh my God. Seriously? That's funny.
It's just like I said, this movie has more in common with Jurassic Park than it does with the actual book it's based on.
When you're watching this movie, you can sense that it doesn't have anything to do with the source material, because the way they killed people off from the first movie and added characters seems very contrived.
And every time the Meg killed anyone, it looked like, I was telling Kadish this yesterday, it looked like a ride at Universal where you're like sitting there and you're like, oh, the Meg's going to kill someone. And it goes, it comes up and it goes, ar, 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 and it goes back down. There's no ripping apart. Have you ever seen a shark kill something?
I did actually a couple weeks ago on YouTube.
We all watched Shark Week. There was no blood in this movie.
Yeah, there was no blood in the
movie. At one point, somebody cuts their hand, and that was more blood than happened when anyone died.
I also want to ask, it's like, there are shots in this movie where Megs are, like, swallowing, like 5 or 6 people, like, at a time. And it's like, at what point do they decide that they're full and they're just not going to feed anymore?
They never do.
They never do.
For sharks never get full.
It's a shark movie. There's a bad guy, and I'm not going to go into the backstory about who he is and where he came from because I really don't care. But there's a bad guy in this movie, and he teleports from one location to the next with an army.
He teleports
from the movie Rambo 2 to our new movie, Jurassic Park 2.
Yeah. There's a scene where there's this underground or underwater bad guy who's been leading the illegal mining operation beneath, in the trench. And he has a personal vendetta against Jason Statham for some reason. And at a certain point, he's trapped on this remote kind of like research facility in the middle of the ocean. And the next scene that we see on Fun Island, after we've shown Jason Statham and crew getting a huge head start, he's already there with a whole new crew of mercenaries in order to capture them. And they never show how he gets there. And they've already established that remote research station has like no helicopter, no boats. It's surrounded by sharks and bad stuff. So like,
Fun Island.
Yeah, as soon as we cut to Fun Island, we're like, how did that guy get there so fast?
The sharks end up attacking Fun Island, and for the entirety of the third act of this movie, there's people in the water at Fun Island.
Yeah,
and like people are being eaten. There's people. Scenes of like them on the beach going, "Oh no, look at those poor people! They're being eaten." As people run past them to get into the water, and then like 20 minutes later, there's still people in the water after the attacks have already happened. I'm like, what? They just didn't. Nobody cared about this movie. They're just like, whatever.
I cared.
Things happen on screen.
I liked it. I cared.
You liked it?
I did. I liked parts of it. You know what? You know what I liked about
the
this
octopus
movie?
Was cool.
Oh, the octopus was awful.
There's a scene where the Meg versus giant octopus.
Yeah,
that's the very end. That's the climax of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who was awesome in this movie? DJ
DJ couldn't even swim in the last movie.
DJ was
all of a sudden he's John Wick.
He was fucking awesome.
With he learned how to swim.
With his designer backpack full of supplies.
There was a point in this movie, okay, where it quit taking itself seriously and fully legitimately jumped.
Well,
the shark.
Jason Statham did not get the memo on that.
There it was like you can like literally almost see it as the movie was was going through it. It's like we're gonna go from kind of weird, sort of fun action adventure movie to fully campy, stupid weirdness. Mm-hmm. It's like it was two different script writers from completely different genres of movies took on this movie. It was like from the point after they went into the underground mining operation, the weird, when they escaped from that, and once they escaped from the mining operation and they went to Fun Island, it was completely two different scripts. It was very strange.
Also,
but the evolution of DJ from the first movie to the second movie was a thing of legend. It was legendary. Okay, this guy went from, oh, I can't swim. I'm the guy in the movie. I can't swim, but I lived. I lived, motherfuckers.
Don't fucking look at me like that.
I lived. I'm the black guy in the movie who lived. Okay, that was the thing.
What's his LL Cool J from Deep Blue Sea?
And his evolution from the first movie to the second movie is awesome. It's like yeah, I lived and I learned how to swim and I went and I learned karate and all this shit
and how to shoot
and I learned how to shoot. And I bought a big fucking gun, and I got my backpack of awesomeness.
Bro.
Everything that's necessary.
Hey, hold my taser.
Yeah.
And his survival pack.
And he's got his 50 caliber gun. And he's got his backpack of excellence.
That three times. Yeah. I will say I did laugh at one point when they were like, here, spray the guys with this spray, and then we'll run out and tase them. And he sprays the guys with the guns, and then he runs out, and the spray goes back into his eyes. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm freaking out. I laughed at that. That was pretty funny.
DJ was my favorite character.
Okay, cool.
Of both movies.
Fair.
It was incredible. I love his character evolution. It was very well written. I bought it. It was very well written.
I'm glad that they replaced Ruby Rose with that Hispanic chick.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Oh, my God.
I don't have anything else to say about this movie.
Really?
I have one more thing to talk about.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So the undercover mining operation is inside a sunken ship for covert. Why? Who the fuck goes down there?
I guess the Chinese oceanic exploring people.
What's funny is like the big Bond villain of this movie, like the overall big bad who's hiring like all this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's the girl who played Jill Valentine in the Resident Evil movies. Uh-huh. It's kind of funny, like when she's given her villainous monologue, she's like, we're going to strip mine the bottom of the ocean and become rich. And it's going to be decades before people learn how fucked the earth is. And it's just like all these people just didn't give a shit about environmentalism as the main bad guys.
And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, she started talking like a valley girl. She was like, and anyway, who cares?
You know what? What they really needed was she needed to have a long-haired white cat that she could pet.
Or a bald one.
There was so many weird. I'm looking at you right now and you are like completely checked out. This movie is so dumb to you that you don't even want to talk about it anymore. But for some reason, I had a great time watching this movie.
The thing that bothered me most about this movie is in the very opening scene where the Meg eats the Tyrannosaurus Rex, they introduce these little doggy dinosaurs that are also amphibious.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to leave the theater for a little bit, go to the restroom. And when I came back, I guess I missed something important because when they go to Fun Island, all of a sudden it's infested with these little like dinosaurs. Uh-huh. I was like, where did the dinosaurs come from?
They didn't build that up at all.
It's assumed they came up through the thermal cline hole.
Yeah, but they never show that.
No.
They never talk about it.
They were underneath there. And
they just pop up.
Yeah.
I was like, Fun Island doesn't look very fun to me.
No.
Because all of a sudden, like, there are like dozens of these like mini doggy dinosaurs that are just like mauling people left and right. And so that's on land, and then in the ocean you have a giant squid and three Megs.
The world's worst giant squid.
Yeah.
Why is it the worst?
Because it just didn't make any sense.
That was the only thing I liked in the whole movie.
Because it was on the beach and it was in like 60 feet of water.
The best part about this movie was when they're paddling away from the secret station, Jason Statham's character gets the bright idea to take out some explosives and attach them to spears. And everyone's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm making explosive spears. And they're like, that's not going to work. And he's like, yeah, it will. And
every paleobiologist knows how to make exploding spears.
Duh.
And then, like, when they get to Fun Island, he's like, I need to find me a jet ski. And then they find a jet ski very conveniently. Uh-huh. And he straps four of these explosive spears to his back, gets on the jet ski, and he's like, I'm going to lead them out into open water and kill them all. And then he, like, drives out there. And, of course, like, there's, like, one super Meg who's, like, all scarred up, and he's, like, he's like Statham's nemesis, you know? And so, like, he throws one spear at a Meg, misses, blows up. And then he's got two more spears that he pulls out. And as one of the Megs, like, jumps and creates this big wave, he, like, rides the wave up in slow motion.
It's glorious.
It's glorious.
It's fucking glorious.
It's a trailer moment.
It needs a poster. I want to put a poster of that right there.
It's so ridiculously stupid that it was enjoyable.
Yeah. That's how I felt about this movie. It was so dumb. It broke past my this is so dumb as dumb barrier and moved into so stupid.
Your dumb thermocline?
Yeah.
It went through the stupid thermocline and became a fun movie for him.
His stupid
climb. I can't believe I'm watching this dumb movie.
It went through your stupid climb.
Yeah, my stupid climb.
Are we dubbing it for that from now on?
The stupid climb.
If the movie is so bad that it's good, it goes past the stupid climb barrier.
Can we hashtag that?
Sure.
It broke my
hashtag stupid climb.
Can I say one more thing that really irritated me about the science of this movie?
There's no science here.
Was when they were, like, trying to flee from the Meg in the very beginning before they even get to the trench. They were like, oh, she's after us. And they were like, floor it. She can't get through the thermocline. That is not how that works. She already did the hard part. She's in the freezing cold waters. The thermocline, once she gets to the thermocline, that's cruising altitude.
Also, the way that she got out of the research institute was really contrived.
Yeah. Basically, it's kind of how she gets out of the
book. That's how she does it in the book. So
what was
her
name? Haichi? Haichi? Haichi.
Oh, I don't know her name. Her name is Angel in the book.
But, you know, we're going to be a Meg 3 and she's pregnant and we're going to have...
Yeah, there's going to be like 17 more. How many babies do sharks have? Is it just one at a time?
They can have like up to six, I think, in the books. But usually they eat a couple of them right away.
But we should point out it's that... Meg, I forget her name. Haichi, is that it?
Haichi. Yeah.
Haichi is the one who kills the giant squid.
Yeah.
And it was it almost felt like I was suddenly watching an Asylum picture. You know, the ones that make all those like really bad shark movies like that you see on like Tubi and stuff like that, where it's like Mega Megalodon versus
giant octopi.
Yeah, versus werewolf octopus. You know, like it turned into like a scene in this movie.
Anywhere between 2 and 12.
Okay.
Oh, good.
That's a wide margin.
Yeah.
So anywhere
same
between
for
12.
A human, pretty much.
I guess it depends on how many Chinese dicks the Megalodon takes, right, Vader?
The dumbest fucking part of this movie was click, he's my friend. I trained him.
No, the dumbest part of this movie was Jason Statham swinging in the trench with no suit.
That was the dumbest thing. But you know, that was like the weirdest thing to me. It was like, I felt like we were watching like this weird hybrid movie of a stupid Jaws 4 and The Abyss. It was like a very strange.
There's a point in this movie where DJ takes out his 50 caliber gun says, "The bullets are even poison tipped, just like in Jaws 2."
I love that dude. That dude, it's like. That dude went from the biggest pussy in the world in the first movie to it's like he's kicking mercenaries, four of them, their asses in the middle of this movie.
He slow motion jumped and shot.
Yeah, it was so good.
It was so dumb. Like it was a John Woo movie.
And then and then like after he kills the guy, he's like, and they said 50 caliber was overkill.
It was an impractical round.
Impractical round.
It's ridiculous.
Give it a star rating, man. What's your star rating? Is it? Come on.
I don't know.
Stupid.
break through the stupa climb.
two dead sharks out of five, I guess. Okay. It's entertaining. I'll give it that. It's right. Don't think about it.
No.
Don't read the book.
Yeah.
Because it's not that. So, yeah. I mean, but
you got to break yourself from the books, right?
Yeah, you really do. You really do. I mean, so much so that it's not even funny. Like, I'm not joking. This movie has more in common with Jurassic Park than it does with the Meg. So why they call it the Meg, I don't know.
Big Shark.
It's entertaining. It's stupid. But, you know, if you're... What does Jeremy John say? It's a good time if you're drunk.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
I'm glad I read both books. They were, besides some shaky narration, they were both pretty good books.
Better if Jude read them?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, those narrators were terrible.
Not great. I cannot recommend the audio versions of The Meg and The Meg 2.
I concur.
Rough. How about you?
Stupid Klein. So here's the thing. For some reason, I enjoyed the shit out of watching this movie. But at the same time, I know it was one of the dumbest things I've ever spent money on at a theater. I am a solid 2 out of 5 stars on this thing.
Okay,
just like you. But I was in a weird mood when I watched this movie last night. I was texting you.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I'm kind of enjoying just being by myself alone.
You had the whole theater by yourself.
There was like 4 other people, oh, okay. 5 other people that showed up during the previews. But I might as well have been by myself because I had this giant theater. I could not see anybody else that was in there. It was a by myself experience.
Nice.
Watching this movie. And I kind of had a weirdly good time. It was nice to just kind of get alone with my thoughts and with a terrible movie with some weird CGI and a giant shark. And I needed some alone time. It was weird. It's not a good movie. It's a terrible movie. It's fucking awful. But I had a good time watching it. I'm going to go 2 high cheese, you know. I'm kind of wondering if they're going to make a third.
Oh, probably. Definitely. If it makes money, they'll do it.
I don't know how this movie could make money. China. I don't. It's China. Very China favorable.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this movie should make... It's got Chinese main characters. It's got China as the main...
Good guy. And yeah,
as the main, one of the main bad good guys. It's based in China.
Honorable mention the Chinese idea of a rich white guy.
Yeah.
Rich American guy.
I
he's a complete douche, completely unlikable, and he dies in a gruesome way. And they're like, oh, that's what they think of us.
I like the fact that they bothered to bring characters from the first movie into the second movie.
It's a sequel. Why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah. What I'm saying is it's like they may bring some of the same actors. It's the fact they brought
just like every sequel.
I know, but they brought the little girl back. They just
it's a sequel.
Okay, shut up. But you know that doesn't happen a lot with new movies.
What about all the characters they didn't bring back?
It's like I don't care.
No Ruby Rose. No Li Bingbang.
Ruby Rose's time is gone. She's done.
He's like points for like having the same characters as the first movie.
I like really, how they put a 2 really at the end of the title. Yeah, that was really creative.
I like DJ. The guy got some really good character growth.
I'm so dumb.
Okay,
Jude.
Shut your stupid class.
I stand DJ. Hashtag stupid Klein rules.
I would like to thank you, Alex, for going on this journey with me so that someone understands where my venom for this movie comes from. Thank you for doing that for me.
And they disrespect the
I
books.
Regret making this bet with you.
Me too.
Because I never wanted to see this.
Can we not do this again?
Sure. I wouldn't even watch the trailer for this leading into it. I went into this movie only knowing what happens in the book and also knowing none of that shit's going to happen in the movie. No. I've never seen a trailer for it.
There's no Russian even chick.
Every time it would come on, I would turn away because I was trying to avoid this movie so vehemently. So thanks a lot. This is a 1-star crap fest.
Sure,
this is a piece of shit.
Fair.
I hate it. The whole movie, I was like, the whole movie. Yeah. I could not contain how much I hated the experience of having to watch this movie. I hate it.
Okay, Candice?
So the best part about this movie was listening to Jude's reactions as I was watching the movie, because every couple of minutes she'd just be like, you'd hear her slowly dying next to me.
Yeah.
And occasionally I hear Alex join in on that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad that you sat next to me for it so that you could be like, hey, how about? And so I had someone to be like, yeah, he's from fucking Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah.
Oi, kill me a Meg.
And Nadia and Chris were also there. I think Nadia liked it, didn't she?
I think she had more fun watching us.
It was one of those so fun, it's good movie type kind of reactions. Yeah.
Well, I know that I think when Chris came out, he was like, it was better than Barbie.
I haven't seen that yet.
But yeah, watching this movie, like I went in knowing it was going to be ridiculously dumb.
Yeah.
And I was not disappointed. This movie was so stupid.
Mm.
Like there are turn your brain off action movies that you can sit down and watch and enjoy like Vader did. But I couldn't break that stupid Klein barrier because my brain doesn't work that way.
Did we just turn that into a thing?
It's hard for me to get past the stupid Klein. Okay. I don't think that's accurate at all. No, I watch a lot of your movies that are bullshit. All right. And for some reason, there was just something about this movie that's like, I'm like, okay.
I will never begrudge you having a good time doing something. So, yeah.
So there
you are a few
key scenes in this movie that are so ridiculously dumb that they become enjoyable because of how campy they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's glaring plot logic and plot hole issues. At a certain point, I turned to you and I was like, this feels like the sequel to Black Demon.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Because there is a point where they're trying to escape the research institute on the open water with like the megalodons in the ocean. And I'm like, that's where Black Demon left off.
Yeah.
Bro, when the dog dinosaur things drag the big bad evil lady out of the helicopter into the tall grass. It's one of the most glorious things I've ever seen.
There was no blood. It was hilarious.
That's a line from Jurassic Park 2.
It was so good. It was like, they just like dragged
it. Anyone else is a line from Jurassic Park? The phone lines are down too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said by Samuel L. Jackson. They ripped off Jurassic Park.
They did.
and when Statham is coming over the wave with the spear.
Well, I mean, that's a trailer. Yeah, that's in the trailer.
Everybody's seen that in the trailer.
Chef's kiss.
It's glorious. If you can look at that trailer and still go spend $14 on a ticket to go watch this movie, you deserve everything that you
get. Kadesh, what do you rate this movie?
All right, I give this a 1.5 stupid climbs.
You and me are the highest scores.
That's weird. I just want to go home.
It's been a long day.
I don't want to do the podcast anymore.
I'm done.
I need to take a break.
And that was the last episode of the Salty Nerd Podcast.
Yeah.
The Meg 2 broke the podcast. No, it did not.
We dropped below the stupid climb barrier and never got out.
Never could get back.
No, that's not how stupid works.
We've got to recover and hopefully... Listen. Dracula on a boat helps us recover. Dracula.
Guys, listen to me.
I've been doing.
Am I extra talking?
We've gone through the Chinese dicks.
We've watched movies like that trauma bullshit. We've watched way worse movies on this podcast.
I agree.
Okay. This movie, it's got a national audience. It is what it is.
You made your point.
It's just...
Yeah, I will say Poltergeist was way worse than the Meg 2.
Stop bringing that up.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're going to be doing cool shit in school.
Okay, yeah. Behave yourselves, okay? Don't do anything that's going to scar you.
Don't ruin the podcast.
I've actually got a movie I want us to watch when you're gone that I'll talk off
the air. Yeah, whatever. As long as it's nothing that I'm going to come back and hear believe.
No, it's actually a kind of an interesting movie. It's on Netflix right now.
Okay,
but whatever.
All right. Yeah, just behave yourself. Just take it easy.
Okay.
You know, don't go nuts.
Don't burn the house down.
There's no
Like, have your fun, do your exorcist bring the demons into the studio, whatever.
We're totally going to possess the studio while you're gone.
I'm here alone a lot.
You're going to have to get some Catholic priest to come in and burn some sage and shit in here while you're gone.
I have plenty of sage.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, I gotta go. I'm done with this. This is nonsense. Thank you guys for watching. Welcome to August Bites Part 3. Dracula in a Boat will be better.
Dracula in a Boat.
I'm afraid to get excited for it. Every time I get excited about something, it turns out to suck.
Yes. We're doing it Monday.
Okay, so you're not going to be in Scotland when we record this show. It's going to be your last show before Scotland.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be Dracula in a Boat.
Cool. Dracula in a Boat.
Dracula in a Boat.
Can't wait.
All right. I'm stupid. Stupid Klein. Bye.
Stupid Klein.
Vader, one more Chinese dick before
we go. I hate you so much.
Let's go.